believe Joshua and Maria. Amen.
I believe this is what God has chosen.
So welcome to our Encounter Friday service. Kwando tenda kuti we are going to encounter God in a in another dimension. Hallelujah. Now for weeks now, for days now.
If you ask those I stay with, they will tell you, I
had
no time to leave the house.
Commit also to prayer.
I committed myself to prayer.
I think addicted to it.
You end up addicted to it. That you end up canceling other programs so that you can come out wanting to get into prayer.
But addiction
comes on the things that you are hearing when you're praying.
So disconnected, which is like a wonder.
So you end up disconnected to a lot of things.
I still remember
I still remember asking mom, which day is it today? And you are saying
we are test yesterday.
And you are saying we are now in test.
Amen.
And she said you are not in the crowd where others are.
But can I want you to follow? I think for my past weeks,
if you are following with us for the past weeks, there's a story that we've been teaching.
Yeah, and not my covenants.
Which I call covenants.
I believe Takataura Simbarinan at not my family covenants.
I believe we spoke about the power of family covenants. And I saw it important for me to teach you how to counter such covenants.
So some of
the things that I'll be teaching, I'll tell you some things that I've seen through prayer. And other things that I was led to be taught.
I think Musuno scans after Adam prayer.
Recently I did a mischief that I did after I got out of prayer. I said, Mom, I want you to hear something.
So at first my forgot my jokes and I know that lead.
At first you thought it was a joke, and I said, I've been led.
I think I'm
better, but herself, she could not sleep.
Information number one, I download one.
Because of the information that has been downloaded.
And one better information, she downloaded.
Have you ever had information that as it is downloaded, you are taken back into history?
Sometimes, you know, to set up.
At times, you are taken back to your age when you're just months old, being shown where your spirit was caged.
And I discovered through this teaching of covenants.
Most people, you might not know it, but you are caged somewhere. What shows us that you are caged? Is to stay in circumstances that are abnormal and you think they are normal. You don't feel the abnormality of it.
Even my emotions.
You don't have emotion. Have you ever encountered a person?
Who says,
I don't have love. I can't love a person.
Have you ever find a person who tells you,
I cannot love a person?
And
Most of them would think they are doing it just for themselves, but it's not.
It's a sign ekuti munhu pane pakakejwa.
This is a sign that this person is caged somewhere.
And this caging hatizvizive kuti tiriko kejwa.
Most of us, when this caging happens, we don't know that we are being caged.
Zvekuti vamwe venyu makagara kudeso.
Some of you, as you are sitting right
Munogono
now,
20, 30 years,
you might be 20 or 30 years,
but your soul yako iri 8 months old.
And your soul might be eight months old.
Okay, I have conducted my deliverances.
I've conducted deliverances with people. After deliverance.
They act as
if they've been erased their memories for what happened in the past 15 years.
About Zora, the memory, this is true what I'm telling you.
The memory they'll be having is the day of the deliverance. As you finish to deliver them, they forget all the things that were in their past. If you ask them, they say, I think I'm having a
life.
There's a part of my life that
but
is missing. But I'm starting to
discover this point. He or she was delivered.
Have you ever encountered such people or some are here?
But Arkun's got anime life, yes, sir.
They were delivered, but they feel they've got a certain life that they can't
erase.
Like as if some things have been erased.
It's another sign that kuti munaka kejwa.
This is a sign that a person is caged.
So
there are some that are caged even from their mother's womb.
You are still mudumba babo.
That you are still in your mother's womb.
I know Zandukutora has make sense now.
I know what I'm speaking about, it doesn't make sense.
But it will make sense later to some.
But to some it will make sense.
Later. Some were traumas.
Some were caged when you went through traumatic situations.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
One day I was in South Africa.
I was talking to a certain girl and I was saying, do you know that we are talking as we are doing?
But there
are things that you think you have dealt with them, but you haven't dealt with them. And she asked, what are those things?
Stuck in a grieving mode.
And I said, I'm seeing you stuck in a grieving mode.
So, Paita Nangura life, I don't know.
When she was explaining her life,
Paketika ma sudden death, Angari, so close.
There were sudden deaths that were so close.
And Esangari even very dear to this.
And all these deaths were of people that were dear to that person. The other one was for the mother.
Then Manawaki.
And the other was for the child.
Umachifa nasu machifa mangwa.
The other dying today, the other dying tomorrow.
Then Pandrugu Sanganai, it's
when I met her.
I think some years after Shaiti.
It was years after these events.
Looking very happy.
She was looking very happy.
No, you are not okay.
And I said, you are not okay.
And I sazia kumakurubama behaviors aita.
And she did not know the origin of some of the behaviors that she
kutika
had. The way she loved some of the things that she loved.
Asku zoti soyake iri caged in a moment.
She doesn't know that her soul was caged in a moment.
Ye grief ye kurwadziwa.
Of grief and pain.
Saka panze panapa mutanga kuona manifestations emunhu achida kuenda kupawa.
So on the outside you see manifestations of a person yearning to go to the bar.
Clubbing,
craving for beer, craving
for bars and
clubs. In the physical, you are seeing behavior.
But my behaviors are But
the behavior that you are seeing, you can see a person that like you are seeing. We can move together and talk together.
But ndakasungwa.
But I'll be arrested or caged. Or I will not be available in that
presence. According to the flesh.
If you want to deal with me according to the flesh,
you might say
that man does not listen, doesn't understand. Not knowing what you are seeing in the physical. It's all because the soul is in trouble
Because of something in the spiritual realm.
Because of something that is happening in the spiritual realm.
That damage spiritual realm in manifest.
So the damage that is there in the spiritual realm manifests.
Then
you and it's acted in the physical. So some of you, the way you love bars.
Sometimes it's sign that you are caged.
At times it is a sign that this person is caged somewhere. And you say this person is mischievous.
But it's
at times they are good people, and they have just caged some. The problem with the issues of the soul is
so
this.
I trap him in one.
The soul is not trapped in with one person.
Figurements.
It's like figments. It's like particles that can be trapped in so many places.
Maybe at the age of 3.
It can be trapped, let's say, for
another major event at an age of 5.
And at the age of 5, there's another event that happens.
Munu kana a spiritual awake now.
So if a person is spiritually
alert,
it will require God to help you. Even if
you have a revelation from the Spirit of the Lord.
It needs revelation from the Spirit of the Lord. To tell you, go and sit down with such a person.
Now, munakadaro atange nekuna matiru ando denja tinoita kuchechi. Tino tanga tachaga pane so kutaka keji wa kupi. Iri trapped where? I'm gonna make an answer for this. But since you were trapped somewhere, those data meeting my behavior somewhere.
That is what causes you to have behaviors that you do.
Some are trapped in childhood. Some are trapped in childhood
because when they were still young, the parents did not say,
I love you, my child.
The parents never hugged that child saying, I love you, my child. They don't know the love of a parent. It can be a trap that can affect a person. When you see as an old man, he's still a child.
Okay, there's this singer that I once saw.
There's this singer that I once saw.
He's now late. Michael Jackson, I think you know him. And even I'm there.
You know him?
Oh, Michael Jackson, before I end up career,
His career was almost damaged when they said he molested
children. Now, whether true or not, but that is not such a chirukum pagudar. Inye kuti soyake.
Let us search what is causing him to act like that.
Yangeri trapped in childhood.
It's because his soul was trapped in childhood.
Zvokuti pakura ane zvowanikwa zvaanowana.
When he grew up and now he has got the things that he had.
Aingonzwa kuvatete kuvana.
He felt being attracted to children.
Because soyake ndoko yanga iri.
He loved children because that's where his soul was. Ane stage yakajamba. There is a stage of childhood that is.
Zvokuti akura.
When he finally grew
up,
people saw the love that he had for children. He always took children. It's because of a stage of childhood that
is hit.
Most people who love kids so much,
extra mile.
Loving kids excessively,
is
because they've got this moment that they skipped as children.
I have seen vakadzi vakura ruma 40.
I've seen 40-year-old ladies who act like 18-year-old old girls.
Anoda give them a faro.
They love joy and yet they are now old.
But anenge achinzwa kuda tuva komana tiruma 2018-19.
They love young boys in the age of 2018-19.
Ende mukato zvona zvizinomao.
And if you look at it, it's not normal.
Ende mimukada kunogedza zvinango mukamu counselor munhu akadaro haipinde counseling.
No matter how much you counsel such a
thing. It's a sign your soul iri kuchema somewhere.
It's a sign of your soul.
Kuti gogwana ndi gogosisi.
This elderly woman is just as a teenager. Amen.
She's
always wearing teenage makeup. Wearing goof out clothes and yet she's old. Wearing makeup and yet she's old. Doing the same mischief like the teenager. And she's running away from her children and her children. Sleeping out.
No. You not tori a cry.
That is a cry.
So somewhere.
Demonstrating to you that the soul is caged at a certain place.
Amen.
You see a grandfather acting like a young man.
They'll
be wearing that bandana and yet he's a grandfather.
So mukazono zvitsvaga.
If you go and search, you discover this person, it has something to do with the way
and
they were raised.
Kura vaisaziva kuti vari kukeja. Pane ma defining moments aitika.
When they were growing up, there were defining moments that happened.
Vasingazive kuti these defining moments.
Not knowing these defining moments.
Asu ari kusiya munhu ari mu that moment.
They are leaving a person in that moment.
Yet kuno kumakora achifamba.
And yet here the age, here the years are moving forward.
Saka vanhu vakawanda.
Most people.
Unozo discover kuti vari trapped.
You discover they are trapped.
Vati vazoti vari trapped.
And yet they do not know that
vamwe
they are trapped.
Vamwe vacho is through witchcraft.
Some of them are caged through witchcraft.
One day I still remember. I think some of you were here.
For 3 years. There's a woman who came here saying the videos they are there, I'll ask them to play them on Sunday. And I asked
her,
have you ever visited a hospital? And they said, yes, we went. At the hospital, are they not saying you're pregnant? Even if you say pregnancy, 3 years is 36 months.
That's about that was alien.
Maybe she wants to give birth to an alien.
3 years.
And I asked, have you not mistaken yourself? My hair belly is being swollen. It gets normal a little bit, but it's as if she's pregnant. That lady came here and most people saw him. And I asked, I want to know the way you were raised or the way you grew up.
Now, avana kuzoti church yavari kuti church yavaipinda.
She did not know that the church where she used to go.
Yaitonge zveculture.
It was like a cultural
now,
church.
Because culture zvinhu dzamunoti culture ndokunoenda nevaroi.
Culture, what you call culture, that's where most witches
hide. Culture, mu culture.
Most times in culture.
Ndomunowanda nevaroi.
That's where witches hide.
And as you know zoti varoi witchcraft yakasiyana nesatanism.
You know witchcraft is different to satanism.
Because satanism takutaura rimwe grade ripamusoro rinoitwa kuma level ema cults.
Satanism is a now is a now
and
a higher
it's
level.
It's a system. Inotorana even well.
And it's a system that runs
varo
in the world.
Communities dana sabukwa.
Witches are just communities that the community heads.
And they were jinji.
And most of them, they conceal their witchcraft in culture.
They hit you.
They hit you when asking for your totem. When they ask of your totem, you think they want to strengthen the culture. And most witches, they go through your totems.
Mm-hmm.
You are supposed to be careful of the people who ask you of your totem. Why do you want to know my totem?
Now, so ana kuzoti yavari kuti church.
She did not know that what she was calling
a church. Church, but in a culture, but
there are churches that intertwine the things of God and culture.
So when I discovered that, I could not now say or tell you.
I could not tell you that your mother knows what happens to you.
I said okay.
Because she was now married. What is happening to your belly? It's just being swollen. I'm not pregnant.
You know what happened? We prayed for her here.
Before I prayed for you, go back to the doctors. And come here when you're
sick.
We want to know if there's no medical explanation to
this
condition.
People of God, they went to see a doctor. Vakauya the next Sunday,
and they came the next Sunday
with my paper. Everybody apana
with papers. The doctor writing, there was nothing visible. And they said, let us put the Lord now.
Kungoti in the name of Jesus.
Just to say in the name of Jesus. That barely became normal. It did not just finish there. When she went back home. When she woke up in the morning, it was swollen again. It's swollen, but there are movements in the stomach.
You know what happened? They
called at the office and I asked them to go back to see the doctor. Look for the doctor that you saw the first time.
Exactly, doctor.
And they saw the doctor that they saw the very
that
first time.
The doctor was in shock.
And the doctor was shocked.
This is now Monday. Arwita scan.
He's doing a scan.
He's
seeing in the stomach there's a
true story, baby.
And this is a true story.
Murume wacho akafona.
The husband called.
So, just,
I don't understand what is happening here.
I want to
see you, the man of God.
And the church,
and he came and I sat with him at the back there and he asked, what is in the stomach of my wife? And I said, it's a child.
6 months.
6 months, I came here and she wasn't pregnant. You are telling me that we went to bed and we woke up with a person 6 months old.
High level witchcraft.
And I told him, you are dealing with high level witchcraft. Let us wait for the next 3 months until 9 months.
Church every Sunday 9 months.
They were coming to church every Sunday until
the
child was born. A child was born.
Up to now, kariko kapenyu.
Up to now, the child is living.
But kutuone power in a witchcraft.
For you to see the power that is in witchcraft.
And you want to open up to Madela D.
You are busy playing games.
And that you know what?
The most painful part is the witches are very close. They are not far away.
Now, it means 3 years ago.
It means this child would have come 3 years ago.
But this baby was caged somewhere.
But the baby was caged somewhere. If I try to explain to you whatever that happened, you might not understand. I'm telling you that a person can be someone, and yet you have the person right
but
here.
Somewhere.
And yet that person is caged somewhere.
After deliverance,
have you ever seen a person that after deliverance, when you ask them, they will ask you back, how did they
and
do this?
And a lot of people, especially we Africans,
because of our background,
we are caged somewhere. Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. That's why you see to yourself, you say, as a man, you say a woman is supposed to be beaten. And a woman is saying the man is supposed to demonstrate that man by beating
you can't
a woman.
Handle love.
Most of you cannot handle
love.
You can handle being treated
rough.
You feel a simple person is not good for you.
Because of abuse.
This is a sign of abuse when you are still young.
And your soul is there.
Amen. Have you ever seen grown-up men just having
babul
play even at work?
Have
these people come to work and yet they are involved in babul play?
Not just that one day.
It will require a certain day.
Power a spiritual person.
When a spiritual person comes, who can tell you that people can be caged somewhere?
My souls can be somewhere.
Souls can be somewhere. And yet you are saying what you are supposed to search at first is when you want to be delivered. When you see that your flesh is at liberty, where then is your soul? Where is your soul kept?
Lo saka mtsono chinonzi deliverance mande kuzoti achieve an event achitikene day one.
That's why I told you deliverance is not an event that happens in a day.
Panotanga kuita problem ndebe kudai.
The beginning of most of your problems. Ukaona
kuti ma problems unodzodzi kune deliverance sanhasi so.
When you say you've got problems and you are told of a deliverance, and you say, let us go as a family to have evil spirits cast out. Not knowing you can cast it and go, but it can go for sure. But we have not dealt with the problem.
Because the problem is in the soul.
Because the problem is in the soul.
So you program new information.
So what happens to the soul? You program it with new information.
Even if you cast out a demon,
even if you cast out a demon,
set a free moon,
and the person is set free, you need to sit down with that person.
Motanga kuchimudza zvinhu nekudi muchi outroota zvinhu muchi pinza zvinhu.
And you start uprooting some
Saka
things and
danger mukatsenga demon pamunhu iyeye.
Where the danger is, if you cast out a demon from that
2 weeks or in a month,
and you come back after 2 weeks or a
month,
you come back and a person is in a worse situation than what they were before. Most of you, what is causing you to be in worse situations is deliverance. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain?
Yet deliverance, you know the deliverance.
True deliverance.
Who set up free the soul?
Is to set free the soul.
And it was not a discipleship.
And that takes
discipleship. It's not an event.
It's not an event.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. So there are many factors. Some of them I'll teach you in future.
I think for right now, I think my Fridays of strong intercession.
I was saying to mom, we are supposed to have Fridays of strong intercession. We don't just come and pray. When you are speaking in those words, what are you praying to? We need to teach each other. What people don't know is this. Here we conduct mass deliverance. Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me in the back? In mass deliverance, when you say in the name of Jesus, so many people manifest. And it's exciting as a man of God when you see such things, that demons are coming out. The problem that is there is this. Mass deliverance doesn't help. Each and every demon will go and stay on a person according to their destiny.
But destiny has mass destiny.
So your destinies are not mass.
Individual destinies.
You have individual destinies.
Which means the demon recognizes my sister here.
Meaning a demon troubling my sister here.
In the name of Jesus.
It can come out and I say in the name of Jesus.
Sister here. But it's not my demon. I can personalize as mass demons.
But no, these demons have personalized these people. They are not mass demons. What is troubling this woman?
It's different. Actually different.
These demons, they operate different. We are supposed to see, when we see that they are there, we are supposed to sit down with all these people. And we are supposed to search what is supposed to come out of them. Which is causing that demon to love to stay in there. Because what is staying in here is different from what is staying in the night. You are supposed to have a class with the next person. And we see what the demon loves to say in that person.
Africa were the most educated, most wisdom, though, my nova.
Africa, we are the most educated and the most
wise.
But we are the biggest harbor of demons.
Because to know that mass deliverance.
We want mass deliverances. We don't see how important it is to come and sit down.
Spirituality.
And we start learning spirituality. After we do that, we have a class for 7 days.
After that 7th, the 8th day,
and on the 8th day, people are prayed over. You don't have time for such things.
We
have time to look for jobs and but if you look for a job when you're possessed, you're going to come out of it. You have got time to look for husbands and wives. But even if you look for them in that state, the probability that you're going to come out is high.
A life full of merry-go-round.
So you have a life full of merry-go-round. A cycle is then created. And a cycle is broken by another cycle.
Okay.
As an example,
my sister identified.
Let's say my sister identified there's a cycle happening in her life. If she knows the cycle, for the cycle to be broken, at times you don't need to be prayed for. You are supposed to create your own cycle. She may say, I want to enter into prayer for the next 10 days.
Every day at 6. It's a cycle.
Praying every day at 6. It
means my activities are not 6.
Meaning every activity that was happening in the spiritual
at six.
She's now countering them.
Create a cycle to break a cycle.
She has created a cycle to break a cycle. For you to break a cycle, you just have to create another cycle. It's like in a family where they say no one will. You have to look for a day to board a plane, even if
what
you
break a cycle.
You have broken a cycle.
That's how you break my cycles.
This is how you break cycles.
Satan will mania now. Saka problem in it can never die.
The problem that happens is
Vanavasku Paranekshaya prayer.
People are not being destroyed by
ignorance again, lack of prayer.
Prayer with ignorance is lack of prayer. People are being destroyed by lack of knowledge. Do you understand?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Let
me not put it long. People want to be prayed for. People want to be prayed for, isn't it? People want to be prayed for. I'll pray for you, I tell you, in the name of Jesus. Wait, on Sunday I'll come with a bold head and I'll pray for you double. Is it helping what I'm saying?
Now, Luke chapter 10, 19.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Before I even go
there,
I want you to take the mind of being
religious.
You understand what I mean when I say religious?
Because must be led by the Spirit.
The things of the Lord are supposed to be led by the Spirit.
But you're not going to religious.
But you might start it in a religious level.
But you know, far also see space. For example,
we are supposed to leave room for the Spirit to.
Because you remember, when we are starting at that spiritual, I'm going to pick up my waves in the Spirit of the Spirit of God.
Remember, this person is not yet spiritual enough to pick waves from the Spirit of God.
A system to do.
I can come here and tell them a system.
Unless God reveals to me something.
Unless God reveals to me something.
The A, B, C, D.
Tell them this and that. And
that. A, B, C, D.
But if I'm not told that.
Do not go na kuyando mzoti saka in the next week.
So I can come and tell them in the next week.
To la kuita anunzi ma covenant prayers.
We want to do covenant prayers.
I think you're going to need this on Sunday.
Let me teach this on Sunday.
Because it will take time. But I tell you, this is a secret.
I tell you, if I teach you that secret and it doesn't happen, you need upper cubia.
Doro chero choku bikiro tachi bikira doro
mamba. We need to brew beer for you.
Imimi taka kudzise kukota ma scriptures, which is powerful.
We taught you to quote scriptures, which is very powerful.
But in the realm of the spirit.
But in the spiritual realm.
Ukataura ma scriptures.
If you speak scriptures.
Usiri under a submissive yend.
When you are not under a submissive
yend. Kana chitu kuva submitted, it means kusubmita. Because muku submita, uneyati noti delegated authority.
In submission, you receive what we call delegated authority.
What it means is,
what it means, if I tell this young man to say, stand up.
The chance of authority.
I've used my authority. If I ask him to go and raise up other people,
he will go with delegated authority.
He will go with what we call delegated authority. He's using my power to raise those people. So when he's raising them up, it doesn't matter who he is, they see where he's coming from. In the spiritual realm, what happens is this.
Do you know Nyeva no Skefa?
Do you know the issue of the children of Skefa? The ones who casted out a demon. We are casting you out by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches.
Demon.
And the demon asked him, so who are you? Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who then are you?
The realm of the spirit is confession.
In the realm of the spirit, confession doesn't work.
But unofaro to satwa confessa zila position yako.
Before you confess, know your position.
Because kana ma demon achuya kwa uri.
When demons are coming to you,
zimongo afunduke confession.
At times they are not scared of the confession.
Anofunduka position.
They are afraid of the position.
So they can say, uya kunoko.
If I come in this realm,
ndoda kuti amaito ngotwandudzoti pane problem kana iri kunetsa.
Let's say this woman told me there's a problem coming.
Ndivachashandisa. Ndoshandisa apo. Saka kana shandisa sando achatanga to deliver us.
I'll deliver her the first.
Ndikati in the name of Jesus.
If I say in the name of Jesus.
First of all, char no tangara check.
First of all, what the demon checks, it doesn't just go. It wants to know who is speaking.
And that one man.
And who sent that person?
Dosaka muri kuona kuti Jesu pane panoti ndakutumai.
That's why I see there's a time when Jesus said, I've
Muzita
sent
rangu
you.
Endai muno dzinga ma demoni.
In my name, go and cast
Mukabata
out
demons. Ruara vachapora muzita rangu.
If you touch the sick,
it means even where I end up, even that day, even Judas, agano poresa varwere.
Even Judas on that day healed the sick.
Because my demon is on Judas Iscariot.
Demons did not see Judas Iscariot.
Anenge achiona. Jesus atuma Judas.
They will be seeing Jesus who have sent Judas.
Because Argu Shandabu authority.
Because he is working in authority.
Saka pana pandikoyamu service anasi.
If I come in this service,
ndirikuyamu authority yandituma.
I'm coming in the authority of the one who sent me.
But authority is power.
But authority is not power. Amen.
Luke chapter 10, 19.
Luke 10. 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Behold, I give you power. Power ndori no diliwa naro kana wakudila uchida kucounter the enemy.
You deal with power when you want to counter the enemy.
Paku counter the enemy apashande authority.
When countering the enemy, you don't use authority. Have you ever seen a policeman? He can stand in the road by the authority
of the office of the president.
If I see a soldier or a policeman, if you hit a policeman, it says you have hit the government.
Now,
he He can stand without a gun, he doesn't have power.
But on a uniform, no authority.
But with uniform and authority. Some people can listen to him because he's a policeman and
but
they understand authority.
I'm armed robber.
But if they are armed robbers,
uniform and authority ashandeka.
Uniform doesn't work, or even authority
because
doesn't work.
Because armed robber and no we are the power.
Because armed robbers are coming with power.
So the only way you're not gonna
the only way you can liberate from them is when you have got power. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So I can be a pastor and have the authority.
I can be a pastor and have authority.
But as wrong in the power.
But it doesn't mean I have got power.
Power is another subject. Authority again is another subject. And as I say again, could you acquire it? Authority
all these things for you to acquire them, there are things that you have to do. For you to acquire them. Authority
Amen.
Requires three things.
Number one, do submission at a tower.
First of all, it's submission.
Submission. Kutova under submission.
When I'm talking of submission,
it's
not you are not working the way
you want. According to the hand that you are submitting under.
You do according to the hand that you are submitting under.
Right?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
There's also consecration.
There is consecration.
You could separate what
separation to know that you have been sent.
And you might know it is sacrifice.
The other one you call it sacrifice.
Sacrifice devotion.
A person sacrifices themselves, devotion.
Devoted to
a person can say, I'm now devoted to this.
Under these three,
when you follow these three things, you work under serious authority.
But the power is different again.
But power is different.
We'll teach about power.
I'll teach you about power.
Saka, authority is
what authority does is this. If I say, woman, stand up.
You see, it.
This is authority that is worked. If she tells me that she has got a problem that she has,
by authority,
I can say by authority,
spiritually
I might be awake. I can see a person who is in the family, in his husband's family. They think this person is just talking, but it's not mere talk.
And I was a tara no garwa.
And they don't know the gatherings that they have. For me to liberate him from the hand of that person, we need power.
Authority
just ends by telling them what is that? There's something happening in your family.
Because
they think you're the one taking people to Christ.
Saka easy authority no gonna mire baba.
Authority can end there.
Bagala taona todi.
But when we see, then what do we do?
Pakuna power.
We need power. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Pakuna to move amu power mo.
You now need to move in the power
mode. And is power again.
What I've done if you don't have power, it can cause a lot of problems. It can cause or incite.
Because information
she now has it.
But the power.
But the people that she's dealing with have got power. Amen. So when these people are coming to attack,
very short strategic.
Even what you do when you see a church that is fired up for Jesus, without anyone going astray or nothing.
And the most times you as a church.
When you start such things as a church,
prayers, and the church can change in all my prayers and shake spirit, you know, attack most times.
A church that causes, that makes prayers that shake things in the spiritual is attacked. They plant people in your midst. They don't come and say when the pastor is saying power, they also say power. They are told when you are going there, don't go with power.
Because
you'll be exposed.
Even powers that
these people can take off their power before they get
but
to the church.
Strategies.
But they come with strategies.
The same Genesis.
This is the same that was used in the book of Genesis. When the serpent was coming in, it took
but
off its powers.
Strategies.
It got in with strategies. And it was like one of them to Adam and Eve. You were told
to eat. Group, even department, really powerful.
Amongst you, they look for a powerful department. Which is propelling the church forward and causing people to want to pray. Some can be planted in
ushering.
Some can be planted in intercession. They are planted in various departments. And when they are coming amongst you, they don't bring anything.
But in Ozongan Makwenda Apam Satakuri.
When you there are things that we carry, but when you are going to this
but
place,
and then
you don't
shanda man.
But go and work on people.
My department menu uya.
In your department, they study you and they know your individual weaknesses. You know, this one is quick to
end. Give up.
This one is quick to give up.
To provoke that side.
So they start doing things to provoke that side. So you start seeing there's an usher who came at church.
But everyone
who is coming is no longer coming back to church. Hallelujah. For you to know that this person is an agent, you don't know it so quick.
Confusion.
So they start planting confusion in departments. When praise needs something, they start arguing. When they say uniforms, they start arguing. You take it as petty issues. They know you don't value these things, you value mountains. And they come with areas that you do not value the most. So if you lack spiritual people amongst you, whom when they are praying, they see snakes entering into the
department.
When God is giving you a message that there's infiltration
in the church,
you can receive a sign in a dream of the snake stepping in the church. If you see that dream, you are being told amongst you there's infiltration.
Most times, after a month.
To us, most times it comes after a month.
But developers, but we have
developed that when we see the snake, we see the faces.
Those church one day no tender.
That is what causes me to go to come to church and move around. And I come to a person and tell, do not try me. Who is a witch doctor in your family? And the person says, it's me. Then I say, you've come to try me, go away. When you want to give your life to Christ, seriously, come next week. They will not come. Because they have been sent. Whereas, as you are sitting like this, there are night schools that they are getting into that you don't know. There are names on a list because you are prayerful. Even in the neighborhood where you stay, they write, another one has come.
Community SNH Chimuroi Baba.
Every community has got a powerful witch.
Who
give reports of the neighborhood. You have long been finished with. And you don't know this. You are just saying, My God. The boring part is they have got books. The day when you came here as a tenant.
In 2 or 3 days, about your family life, because
in 2 or 3 days, they know everything about your family life. Even some people who come to you and say, let us tell you about the neighborhood. They know such and such you are going to this person. Because when you are being attacked, you are not hit by a person who is far away. They start a prayer group as a witch. They know you love things of prayer. And they look for ways to infiltrate. They know you love prayer, but you lack spirituality. You come to our place, we come to your place. Hallelujah. And you are now praying and you are in fire. And she will be sleeping.
Yes.
And dozing off.
First week, what are that prayer?
The first week, you wonder. People love prayer and yet they are sleeping.
Next time, I'm telling them,
the next time, you're not going to pray. If they are males, they tell you, do you understand
fever?
If you're a woman, they ask you, do you know how to cook or to bake? And now there's a friendship that is beginning.
These people are so patient.
Amen.
It will be too late.
When they defeat you finally, it will be too late. When you finally wake up that there's something happened, you start receiving a sign of owls at night. And the cats that are coming here are not normal. All of a sudden, there are rats that you don't understand at your house.
One day,
an eagle came at our house. That black eagle. I came out and said, Mom, this is not an eagle. And this is just a bird. I said, that is not an eagle. Let me get inside my house. As I got into my house, it just went round in circle and hit the wall. It went backwards. It found me when I'm no longer mischievous. I wanted to bribe it. I wanted to bribe, but I said, guys, take this thing and throw it away.
Amen.
There are monitoring spirits in your neighborhood. If you want to see this, I want you to check something. There's a moment when because of your neighbor, you never progress above your neighborhood.
Something is wrong.
This is a sign that something is wrong. Have you ever been in a neighborhood? For you, it's normal. There are holes at your gate. For you to say this is abnormal, nobody talks about cars. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can stay. It's okay.
All right. Have you ever discovered this?
There are cars, no matter how much you love them, in your neighborhood, you might not find them. In Chitungwiza, there is a Lamborghini. Just think along those lines. In Unity K, there's a house with a swimming pool. Or in Unity D, there's a swimming pool. You find people gathering, the trouble of water is a limitation. If you think of a swimming pool, you think children will drown. Right now, the demon has gotten to a level that you don't even know how to shower. Water that comes out of the tap. In the whole neighborhood, so it's normal. The whole neighborhood, you do a
tap. It's
All of you are normal. What differentiates you are the types of buckets that you use to put your water. You don't see that we are being hit here. Amen. You are in a neighborhood that a single day you have never seen trash of a pizza can.
Box re pizza, murani muma pina.
An empty pizza box. It's just pap. What I'm talking
about.
What this man is talking is not normal.
That the
witches start teaching you. You think they are saving you. My child, let me tell you. You started hiding in saving. Until you were stingy. Hiding in saving. And from the moment you started saving, show us. This came from saving.
The
thing that you can
and say around the rat of food
is a round.
Yes.
And the same round, you discover we have been hit here. No matter how much you want to say, there is no freedom financially when you are playing those rounds. All of you are saying things are going haywire. Things are being difficult.
One day, sometimes it's good.
That's why I see at times it's good. Go out of that neighborhood. Look for money. Go to the places where those people stay. Go at Avondale shops and see what they are doing. Right now, my child, you've got four children. And you think going to Chicken Inn is going out.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
It's very wrong.
You don't see these things. For me to tell you that everywhere that you go, if you see buying from a counter, before you eat, that is not going out.
I know what other information and I would say.
You see the information that I've told you.
Break a cycle.
Go and break that cycle. What I'm talking about doesn't require you to have $1,000. Even $20, there's a place where it is enough. Go and sit down and say, I want to drink from this place. You drink the coke and say, give me the bill.
Even if it's $3, break a cycle. I'm going to go to the holiday.
Wait, you hear you are going on a holiday to a Ahura homestead. We want to start programs from the leaders. When you are doing leadership meetings, let us not go to the
tent.
Let us pay other places and go there. When we go there, I would see this one as
being
set. Men of God, there are things like this. And I say, my child, yes, it is there. And these things were prepared for you by the Lord. The problem, you think there are other people
who are supposed to do.
If you don't do it, then who is
going to drive? A formatic will not drive.
If you don't drive the formatic, who will drive
you? If you cross a bridge, you will cross.
If you don't cross the bridge, who will cross?
If you don't build a double story,
who will build it?
ukasageza mujacuzzi rogezwa nani.
If you don't bath in a jacuzzi,
une zvinhu zvaunofarira kuzvidzwa kuti muviri wangu wakajaidzwa.
The things that you're supposed to tell yourself.
And the Satan that you bata.
The devil have arrested you.
If I don't drive that car, no one will drive it. Show me my guts
and fumble
you zone with motor to one of the Chitungu. You said there are many cars in Chitungu and
yet you can't see the money.
As long as you sat one yak at
Zawanda. As long as you don't have your own car.
You know what the Kanawane yak.
Cars are many when you have your own.
Clothes are expensive.
You haven't bought a clothes, a single
cloth
from 4 May or Edgar's. Amen. Hallelujah.
So,
sit down. You don't need anything so special. One day, just go out the entire family. Just go where you head. You haven't used even GPS. Your phone
has got
something called a GPS. It tells you everywhere you want to go.
Pizza.
I want to drink. I want a pizza. It can show you some of the pizzas that you haven't seen. My child, there are fish that you cannot even debone. You just eat. Tell me. In your entire neighborhood, with the way you love brims.
Tilapia.
Who can tell you about tilapia?
Tilapia.
My first day, if I tell you what I did, you all run away.
That's
yes. When I discovered the devil is the biggest dog. I did not know sauces were different color codes. I just saw she was cheap. They put them. You be asked and you say, yes, put them. The people that I was with, they continued looking at me. This man, in Chitungiza, who told me about those things? In my neighbor, who told me? We would just discuss issues of Ronaldo and Messi. Scania and AVM, which is the fastest? People continue to look at me. I didn't know that I've put chili. I took the other one. Chili and sauce.
Vinegar, I'm sorry.
And I put vinegar on top.
How?
You will not say it. It's clearly evident. You just feel like all sweat has been invited.
You'll
be sweating all over. The sweat is the one that causes you to leave. Being so. And people will ask, are you okay? People saw my the eyes turning red and
Waiter,
come and take these things and change. I said, I'll come back. You go to the bathroom for 10 minutes thinking what I've done amongst all those people. You start thinking of your neighbors that you always
speak.
That's the demon. What I want to show you is this. There are places where if you stay in those places, you are under attack. You see it when Abraham is being told by God to go out. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
So let me pray for people today because of our time. So that by none we are out of this place.
Hear me and hear me well.
I'll come and I'll tell you.
Look at our time. If I want to continue to talk to you,
so I think on Sunday I'll
come and finish it off. If we don't finish, I'll tell you. I am available. If people invite
me, I'll.
It will not help for me to say some things you grasp a few and you don't grasp others. What is important is for you to grasp it.
Saka,